Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, when the enslaved black men and women in Galveston, Texas, learned that they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation 2.5 years earlier. Observances of a Juneteenth holiday have been growing in recent years, but commentator Eric Kopage isn't sure whether all Americans should recognize the day.
As a black teenager attending junior high school in Hollywood, California, I was awed by the Jewish High Holy Days. This was in the late 60s, before Martin Luther King's birthday became a national holiday, and before Kwanzaa had become a year-end holiday phenomenon for African Americans. When I saw the near-empty classrooms, taught by substitute teachers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I saw a people, a fellow minority, who had a celebration of their own. In the recesses of my psyche, I was envious. Recently, there has been a campaign to make Juneteenth a national celebration. In Texas, it is already a paid state holiday, and it is officially recognized in some form by Florida, Oklahoma, Delaware, Idaho, and Alaska. At least a dozen other states are considering legislation to officially recognize it. Yet, it is still not treated with respect. The biggest insult came last year, when President Bush celebrated Cinco de Mayo with a festival on the South Lawn, complete with mariachi music and folk dancers. But on June 6th of last year, he issued a one-page letter honoring Juneteenth. So, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Houston, wrote President Bush, saying Juneteenth is America's second Independence Day. She added, "The 19th of June is an important day for all Americans to observe." Bravo to that salvo, I thought at first. But on second thought, I questioned whether African Americans should push for official recognition. I began to think about the High Holy Days. Granted, it is a religious observance and an imperfect analogy. That said, what impressed me was that it is a time when Jews simply vanished. The High Holy Days are a time Jews reserve for themselves. They don't seek the approval or participation of Gentiles. What if African Americans stopped trying to get white people to celebrate with us and recognize that we have been essential in making this nation? What if African Americans chose a period of time, a day perhaps, June 19th being as good as any, when we simply vanish? Not a paid or unpaid federal or state holiday, not a holiday that receives any official recognition whatsoever. African Americans would have to take a personal day or vacation time. It seems the least we can do for the newly freed black men and women of Galveston. Some would argue that mainstream America should be forced to recognize black contributions. Yet, I wonder if the country as a whole has been edified by the way Martin Luther King Day has been celebrated. Does the holiday really function as a time to commemorate Dr. King? Or is it simply some time off? An opportunity to run errands, or to catch up on the latest Stephen King novel. White people have never been shy about appropriating as they see fit from black Americans. Perhaps one day mainstream America will spontaneously give us our due. Until then, African American feelings might continue to get bruised when the White House issues a single-page letter in recognition of what is arguably one of the greatest events in American history. But perhaps it is better to endure that hurt than to have our contributions reduced to a Juneteenth summer sale.
Eric Kopage is the author of Soulmates, an illustrated guide to black love, sex, and romance.